Okay, hi, this is Lori with the Health Department. We'll get started with our presentation. Today we have Dr. Bill Bress, who's the state toxicologist, and he's going to give a presentation on drinking water safety in Vermont.
Thank you. Drinking water safety in Vermont. Drinking water sources. Surface water. Intakes can be in lakes, reservoirs, and rivers. Groundwater is used in deep drilled wells, dug wells, and springs. Next slide. Drinking water safety. The U.S. has one of the safest drinking water supplies in the world. However, quality of drinking water varies in place and in time. Contaminants in drinking water may cause significant health problems. Drinking water contaminants include microorganisms, inorganic chemicals, and radionuclides. Next slide. Microorganisms may cause diarrhea and other gastrointestinal distress. Examples include Giardia, Cryptosporidium, E. coli. Coliform bacteria is used as an indicator organism in laboratory tests. A lab report will either say positive or negative for coliform bacteria. If a result is positive, the well will need to be disinfected and retested. Next slide. Inorganic chemicals include arsenic, which may cause bladder, lung, and skin cancer. Copper could lead to nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Lead affects the central nervous system and kidney. Nitrates, which can cause methemoglobinemia, also known as blue baby syndrome, and is possibly linked to cancer. Sodium in high quantities can increase blood pressure. Next slide. Radioactivity. This results from decay of naturally occurring radionuclides in soil and rocks. Examples are uranium, radium, and radon. Uranium may cause kidney damage or cancer. Radium is linked to bone cancer. Radon is a gas which can cause lung cancer. Next slide. Contaminant sources can be naturally occurring elements such as arsenic and uranium in rocks and soil, and from human sources such as agricultural runoff, industrial effluent, household waste, and septic tank leaks. Next slide. Detecting contamination. The only way to tell if your drinking water is contaminated is to test it. Responsibility for testing water differs if water comes from public or private supplies. Public suppliers must test. Private homes are not required, but testing is highly recommended. Types of water supplies include public supply, private rental housing, and private non-rental housing. Next slide, public water supplies. Any system with greater than or equal to 15 connections and or serving 25 people greater than or equal to 60 days a year. Water supply rules are enforced by the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation. Regularly tested for contaminants, and 70% of Vermont drinking water comes from public water supplies. Next slide. Information resource for public water supplies is the Department of Environmental Conservation Water Supply Division at 800-823-6500. Town health officers will be copied on boil water advisories, do not drink, do not use advisories, and contaminants which exceed standards. Next slide. The role of the town health officer in public water supplies. It's a supportive role in situations involving public water. Please alert the water supply division if you become aware of issues with your local public water supply, such as pump house break-ins and large pipe leaking. Next slide. Private water supplies. These are supplies that serve between 1 and 15 homes. Safety monitoring and maintenance is performed by the homeowner. 30% of Vermont drinking water comes from private water supplies, and these include many rental properties. Next slide. Testing of private water supplies. The rental housing code requires potable water and testing. Potable water means safe to drink. The Vermont Department of Health guidelines for testing are coliform bacteria yearly, which is kit A, which costs $14, inorganic chemicals every 5 years, kit C, which costs $100, and gross alpha radiation every 5 years, kit RA, which costs $45. Test kits are available from the Public Health Laboratory at 800-660-9997. The role of the town health officer in private rental water supplies is assuring safety of private water supplies serving rental housing. Next slide. Private water and rental housing. All tenants are entitled by law to an adequate supply of safe drinking water in the Vermont Department of Health Rental Housing Code 3, subsection 2. When contacted by a tenant on a private water supply, the town health officer may assist in water testing recommendations and enforcement of health regulations. Next slide. Private water and rental housing. To ensure water safety, the town health officer may seek voluntary cooperation from the homeowner, request water test results, contact the health department's environmental health section at 800-439-8550 for assistance in laboratory interpretation. If all else fails, you may issue a health order. Next slide. The role of the town health officer in private non-rental water housing continued. Non-rental boarding housing. The duties are primarily educational. Some topics you may be addressed with are, what are the testing guidelines? How do we test? Where do we get test kits? How do we interpret results? And what are treatment options? Refer individuals to the Department of Health Environmental Health Section at 800-439-8550 for technical assistance, or the Public Health Laboratory at 800-660-9997 for test kits. Next slide. If called upon to resolve a contamination dispute, example, a private water supply is contaminated by a neighbor, try to moderate between parties, contact the Vermont Department of Health, Environmental Health Section, 800-439-8550 for guidance. Facilitate testing, and if you have pesticide contamination questions or manure contaminating wells, contact the Department of Agriculture at 802-828-3475. Next slide. Drought conditions. Public water shortage is dealt with by the Water Supply Division. Town health officers may be contacted by private water owners whose wells have dried up. Refer them to the Town Select Board. The Town Select Board may request mobile water tankers for shortage areas from the Vermont Emergency Management Section at 1-800-347-0480. The town health officer should ensure that residents test wells for bacterial contamination before drinking water after a drought ends. Next slide. In summary, drinking water must be tested according to schedule to ensure safety from contamination. These include coliform bacteria yearly, kit A, inorganic chemicals every 5 years, kit C, gross alpha radiation every 5 years, kit RA. The town health officer's primary role is to verify landlord's compliance with the Rental Housing Code 3 subsection 2 for supplying potable water. The town health officer has additional supportive responsibilities with private, non-rental water, and public water supplies. Next slide. For more information, contact the Vermont Department of Health Environmental Health Section, 800-439-8550. Refer to the town health officer manual, the Environmental Protection Agency at www.epa.gov, the Department of Environmental Conservation, Water Supply Division, 800-823-6500, and the Department of Agriculture at 802-828-3475. The Vermont Department of Health website also has fact sheets on many of the contaminants, also on the different kits, and how to disinfect wells and descriptions of dug wells, drilled wells, and springs. That concludes today's presentation.
So are there any questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
And this is in regards to getting free test kits. The health department allow health officers to get free kits for lead and copper testing. This is a rental situation.
Really, the free kits are done on a case-by-case basis. And we don't have a general policy of giving out free kits, but under certain circumstances, they are. So if you'd want to give a call back later, we could discuss that, what the situation is.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Okay. That concludes today's presentation. The next presentation will be on Lyme disease, and it'll take place in July. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.